A new report from a government spending watchdog group claims that an expired coal tax is effectively a taxpayer's subsidy for the coal industry. Sydney Bowles reports the analysis reflects growing concern about a federal fund that supports disabled coal miners.
The Black Lung Disability Trust Fund pays for health care for some 25,000 coal miners and their dependents. And early this year, Congress allowed the tax on coal companies that supports that fund to decrease by more than 50%. Now, the nonpartisan budget watchdog Taxpayers for Common Sense says by allowing the tax rate to expire, Congress was effectively subsidizing the coal industry. Autumn Hanna is the group's vice president.
Because Congress has failed to take action to keep these rates in line with what the trust fund needs to be solvent, taxpayers are now shouldering the burden of the cost of this fund instead of the coal industry.
The Government Accountability Office says the fund will be $15 billion in debt by 2050 and will likely need to be bailed out by taxpayers. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.